Good morning. Clouds moved into interior New York and New England overnight, and as a result, temperatures not nearly as cool as recent mornings, with most everyone starting somewhere in the 50s early on today. And with some breaks of sunshine, we'll manage to get through the 60s and into the lower and mid-70s on average for daytime highs. At the same time, another weak disturbance in the jet stream flow will travel down the Ohio Valley and shear off to our south and south of Long Island during the day. This will keep skies partly to mostly cloudy through the afternoon, and some of the moisture from this disturbance will creep this far north and perhaps touch off a passing shower or two in just a few spots, but overwhelmingly dry across the area despite the cloud cover as temperatures climb. Same setup for this evening. As that disturbance passes off to the south, we will continue with mostly cloudy skies overnight, and lows will be in the lower 60s. Another disturbance in that same southwesterly jet stream flow will carry more energy with it during the day on Wednesday. This will touch off another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms, perhaps a bit more numerous than the showers that we'll see today. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy on Wednesday as highs push into the upper 70s. Finally, a front will head in our direction for the day on Thursday. This will touch off more scattered showers and thunderstorms during the day as the front passes by. Otherwise, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and highs ahead of this front will reach to about 80 degrees. Behind this front, we'll start a drying trend as we hit the end of the week and approach the holiday weekend. We'll go for a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather on Friday with highs back down into the mid-70s behind the front. High pressure building in will keep it sunny and dry, but a little bit cool for this time of year on Saturday. Still pleasant, though, with highs in the lower 70s. More sunshine with that high pressure staying in control on Sunday. Around the backside of the high, a southwesterly wind will push highs back into the middle and upper 70s before another front arrives on Labor Day, with the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms once again on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and storms with areas of heavy rain and severe weather are expected to continue from eastern Kansas and southern Missouri to central Texas through the middle of the week. Another front dropping into the region is expected to stall, supporting more showers and thunderstorms and the potential for heavy rainfall and flash flooding. The heaviest amounts are expected to center from northeastern parts of Texas across the Red River and into southeastern Oklahoma and western Arkansas, where several inches of rain are possible over the next couple of days. South of the front, above normal temperatures are expected to persist across South Texas through the middle of the week, with heat indices expected to top 110 degrees once again. Heat advisories will remain in effect for portions of southern and eastern Texas today. Meanwhile, behind the front, a cooler-than-normal air mass is forecast to move into the Central Plains and mid-Mississippi Valley both today and tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 37 degrees, with a south wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 30 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 59 degrees, the dew point 58, 97% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny near 70, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a chance of showers and highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 71 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 59, that's 9 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 6.07 inches for the month, which is 2.61 inches above normal, and 23.91 inches for the year, which is 2.24 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 96, set in 1953, and the record low, 41, in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 6:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:29 p.m., 13 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few scattered showers, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower today and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower today and highs in the mid 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, still a few scattered showers and storms near 80. A mix of sun and clouds Friday back into the mid-70s, sunny, dry, and cooler Saturday in the lower 70s, mostly sunny and warmer on Sunday, mid to upper 70s, and scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on Labor Day, otherwise partly sunny, and highs in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.